Well, of course, President Trump delivered his State of the Union address last night, touching on a number of topics. To help us parse through what the president said and the Democratic response, we bring in Lonnie Chen. Lonnie is the David and Diane Steffi Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution, also a Director of Domestic Policy Studies and lecturer in the Public Policy Program at Stanford University, calling on the phone from lovely Stanford. So, Lonnie, a lot of topics covered in a State of the Union address last night, maybe light on a detail, but certainly a message that was consistent with his past messaging. What did you take away from the State of the Union address last night?
Well, I thought the president actually sounded a number of unifying themes during his speech. Obviously, there were elements of it that were classic Trump, claiming credit for avoiding nuclear Armageddon with North Korea was chief among them. But fundamentally, as a speech, I think the president, from a policy perspective, focused on a few items that ought to get support from Republicans and Democrats: prescription drug pricing, infrastructure reform, boosting economic growth. Those are all themes that Republicans and Democrats, at least in theory, should agree on. So as a general matter, I would say the president's speech sounded many more unifying tones than might have been present in his recent rhetoric.
Okay, so Lonnie Chen, this actually does not necessarily jibe with what a lot of other people are saying about the speech, in that President Trump did not seem to throw Democrats a bone when it came to the wall in negotiating about avoiding another government shutdown. Why do you disagree?
Well, on immigration, that's an area where obviously the president feels very strongly that he needs to continue to placate and promote policy that's popular with his base. But bear in mind, the current process is largely in the Congress's hands. There's a negotiation going on. We'll see where the president comes out on it. But as a general matter, if you look throughout the speech, I think there were many more times when he tried to bring people together than he tried to drive them apart. Now, with respect to immigration, that's obviously a very controversial issue, one where I think there was more divisiveness. But we've come to expect that from the president. Immigration is a hallmark issue for him and obviously is kind of central to his political coalition. So it's understandable, not excusable, but understandable, the degree to which he uses immigration as an issue to divide Republicans and Democrats.
So, Lonnie, I guess the rubber will meet the road, if you will, really over the next week or so as we approach the deadline for a potential second shutdown. Was there anything you heard in the address last night or even in the Democratic response that would lead you to believe that there is a path forward to avoid a second shutdown?
Well, the only question I think will be whether the negotiators who are talking about this issue in Congress now, the conference committee that was convened to end the last shutdown, the question is whether they can achieve resolution that's going to be satisfactory to the far left and to the far right. I think that's the bigger issue. As far as a path forward, I think that the path forward is actually relatively straightforward from a policy perspective. We all know the sorts of things that Democrats and Republicans would want. The question is whether there's a political will there to avoid a second shutdown. And I would argue that the first shutdown was considered to be so distasteful by both sides that there will be a very strong push to avoid a shutdown. And frankly, if it comes down to a question of whether there will be a shutdown or if the president's going to act in some way unilaterally, my sense is that the president will act unilaterally and Congress will do what it can to avoid a shutdown. That's not the optimal solution from a policy outcome, but it's not an unlikely outcome given where things are as we sit right now.
So you're a former advisor to the Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney campaigns, and I'm wondering, putting that hat on for a minute, how would you view Stacey Abrams' response, the Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union, where she talked about voter fairness and she talked about the middle class and the plight there? How would you advise President Trump to respond?
Well, these are the themes, you know, if Stacey Abrams' response echoed the themes that we've heard from Democrats consistently over these many years since the 2016 campaign. It was very much a preview of coming attractions in 2020. For the president, he has one of two courses, pretty fundamentally. One is to triangulate, and I think you started to see some of that last night, triangulation around issues relating to health care, for example, and infrastructure, as I mentioned earlier. The other pathway is for the president to hold firm to some of these more divisive issues like immigration. and to really focus in on that as we move toward this 2020 election. Bill Clinton sort of showed the way. He had, you know, Bill Clinton had very low approval ratings entering this year of his presidency in much the same way as President Trump does. And Bill Clinton elected to essentially co-opt much or part of, at least, Newt Gingrich and the Republicans' agenda. So if President Trump tries to co-opt some of the issues that Democrats care about, there is historical evidence to suggest he could be successful in 2020 rather than sort of holding firm to what one might consider a base strategy.
Lonnie Chen, thank you so much for being with us. Lonnie Chen is a research fellow at the Hoover Institute, also director of domestic policy studies and lecturer in the public policy program at Stanford University, joining us from California. We appreciate that look at the State of the Union address as well as the Democratic response heading into the 2020 elections.